Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
2G Energy AG adjusts its forecast for the current 2025 financial year in terms of sales revenues and EBIT margin. 2G Energy AG has adjusted its forecast for the current 2025 financial year, lowering the sales revenue forecast to €380 to €400 million, representing up to 7% growth compared to the previous year. This adjustment is due to delays in incoming orders in Eastern Europe and a temporary decline in service volume in Germany. The EBIT margin is also expected to decrease to 6.5 to 8.0%. Despite these setbacks, the company remains optimistic, with a growth forecast for 2026 unchanged at sales revenues of €440 to €490 million and an EBIT margin of 9.0 to 11.0%. Specific projects in the data center market in Europe and North America, as well as the German biomass package, are expected to secure growth for 2027 and beyond.
Micropolis Holding Co., NAS American MCRP, teams with Helsingborg's HAM and MCS Robotics to develop autonomous box cleaner robot. Micropolis Holding Co., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol MCRP, has partnered with Helsingborg's HAM and MCS Robotics to develop an autonomous box cleaner robot. This innovative industrial robotics cleaning system will undergo trials at Helsingborg Port in Sweden, known for its sustainability focus. The robot operates autonomously using AI-driven navigation and edge computing to optimize energy and water usage. Built on Micropolis's M2 platform, the system will gather operational data during trials to enhance performance before a commercial rollout in Europe and the Middle East. This collaboration marks Micropolis's expansion into broader industrial and infrastructure applications beyond security and law enforcement robotics.
Investor news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSE LFLR, OTCQBF LF3WK0, featured in Network Newswire, editorial on mining sector momentum. LaFleur Minerals Inc., traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol LFLR, was recently featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the shift in the mining sector from exploration to production. The editorial highlights LaFleur's transition to a producer with a fully permitted gold processing mill, positioning the company advantageously among its peers. LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a specific focus on the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill. The company's Beacon Gold Mill, capable of processing over 750 tons per day, is being considered for processing mineralized material from Swanson and for custom milling operations for nearby gold projects.
Supply disruptions to keep copper's price outlook positive. Analysts have revised their forecast for the price of copper in 2026 due to disruptions at major mines, causing concerns about market deficits. Copper contracts on the LME hit a 17-month high in October, following production issues in Congo, Chile, and Indonesia. As market dynamics unfold, companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will closely monitor the situation. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Roxen Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Rainmaker's affiliate Miranda Water Technologies, chosen for Ontario project, expanding rural housing with sustainable wastewater technology. Rainmaker Worldwide Inc. affiliate Miranda Water Technologies has been selected to provide decentralized wastewater treatment for a major residential development in Northumberland County, Ontario. The project, led by Robe Development Corporation and Stallwood Homes, will integrate Miranda's Miracell RBC Ultra system, allowing for sustainable water reuse and supporting community-scale development. This aligns with Ontario's Bill 17 housing goals, encouraging faster housing construction with modern infrastructure. The Miracell RBC Ultra system enables developers to plan diverse communities with smaller lot sizes, supporting up to 150 homes. This project showcases Rainmaker's commitment to sustainable growth and innovation, positioning the company as a key player in the next generation of water and wastewater solutions. U.S. Nuclear Corp. reduces net loss over 54% for the second quarter and forecasts profitability for the third quarter, with higher backlog for 2026. U.S. Nuclear Corp. has reduced its net loss by over 54% for the second quarter and is forecasting profitability for the third quarter with a higher backlog for 2026. The company expects trading in the common stock to resume soon. CEO Bob Goldstein mentioned that excluding certain charges, the net loss for the first half of 2025 would have been significantly lower compared to the previous year. The company closed two transactions in the nuclear fusion sector, showing optimism for future growth. U.S. Nuclear is actively seeking sales reps and distributors to support its expanding customer base and is looking to hire an experienced VP of sales. For more information, visit the company's website or contact the respective departments for sales, product, or investor information.
Corsha and Dragos partner to strengthen OT security through automated machine identity protection. Corsha and Dragos have partnered to enhance OT security through automated machine identity protection. Corsha, a machine identity provider, has integrated with Dragos, a leader in OT cybersecurity, to give organizations complete visibility and control over industrial systems. By combining machine identity and threat detection, security teams can ensure every machine communication is verified and threats are detected before disrupting operations. This partnership strengthens resilience, accelerates response time, and secures critical industrial systems. The integration provides deep visibility into threats, confidence in machine connections, and helps prevent unauthorized machine activity. Together, Corsha and Dragos enable organizations to achieve zero trust for OT by validating every connection and controlling access based on risk. CPS Technologies secures $15.5 million contract with global semiconductor manufacturer. CPS Technologies Corp. has finalized a $15.5 million contract with a multinational semiconductor manufacturer. Over the next 12 months, CPS will supply advanced power module components to support high-speed rail, energy, and grid infrastructure. This deal marks a 16.5% increase in business from the customer, reflecting the growing demand for CPS's specialized solutions. CEO Brian Mackey expressed optimism about the company's aluminum silicon carbide product line and highlighted the importance of partnerships in driving innovation. The contract reaffirms CPS's commitment to developing performance-driven solutions for electrification, transportation, and energy sectors, as well as their plans to expand production capabilities in the near future. Mining news breaks, regulatory breakthroughs. Further position Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, in critical minerals supply chain. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, is benefiting from recent regulatory breakthroughs that are enhancing its position in the critical minerals supply chain. With favorable policy changes in central Yukon and advancements in the proposed Ambler Access Road in northwest Alaska, Trilogy is seeing reduced regulatory obstacles and improved prospects for its copper-dominant polymetallic projects. As the demand for clean energy metals rises, Trilogy is well-positioned to progress towards full development and potentially become a leading contributor to mineral security in Alaska and the United States.
Rock breaks ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, confirms Merrill Crowe circuit as optimal processing path at Montauban Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB SAUF, has confirmed the Merrill Crowe closed circuit as the optimal processing path at its Montauban Gold Silver Project in Quebec. gravity separation tests revealed that concentrate grades were insufficient for direct gold and silver pouring, leading to the decision to process all material through the Merrill-Crowe system during the final construction phase. The results, supervised by Edmond St. Jean, Pieng, and analyzed by ALS Global in Val-d'Or, de-risk equipment procurement and support ongoing mill construction, which is ahead of schedule. ES Gold also noted continued infrastructure expansion, including the gold room and laboratory, and completion of advanced 3D geological modeling to guide an expanded exploration program.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.